Well, it's 10 to 12 in Hackney. The sun is shining brightly. Poppy's outside eating a bit of raw hide and sitting right next to the hole she's dug in the garden, feeling happy with herself. I'm about to rebuild Audio Booth because I believe I've broken the database a little bit, and rather than fix it, I'm going to wipe it and start again. Because I know what I'll go about it slightly differently this time. So it'll be offline for a bit today. And I was going to ask Thomas of Audio Boo, actually, if there's anything that he could tell me that would help me sort of future-proof the site. So any plans they've got for changing the way they output their feed. Any tips, really, Thomas? I'd be really grateful. I know that you've got so much other things to think about. But I'm really keen to kind of get Audio Booth going and have it feel like something that's supportive of Audio Boo rather than just another type of, you know, sound community or something. It's I envisage it to be like a sub-forum, if you like, in old-fashioned terms. And obviously, for anyone listening, I should point out that this is a boutique project. It's nothing to do with Audio Boo. It's a fan project, if you like, be it that I'm running just because I have wanted the facility to swap audio this easily with friends and all my life, really, ever since I picked up a clarinet. Yes, it's exciting. It's really exciting. But I just don't want to. I noticed the feed changing a bit this morning. I don't want to go ahead and build everything and then find that actually you've got plans to change the nature of the way your feed's output or how it's output, what data's in it, or if you've got plans to that would mean in a week's time there's going to be a much better way of doing this and I can hold off if that's the case. I don't need to know the details, obviously. I just need to know that I just need to know not to waste my time, really. No biggie if you can't answer this, obviously, because you're busy, but I just thought I'd ask. And have a good day, everyone. Cheers. So, yeah, just to finish up, I wondered what the guys at Audio Booth thought of having going forward with the site. Embracing community sub-projects or sub-groups and maybe having something called a boutique, which would be sites very similar to the one I'm building for Audio Booth, and I'm also building one for In 1 Minute, which is Sky Ponderer's excellent format. But it would be really nice if they felt, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of other special interest groups forming for sound. Poppy. Yeah, so what do you think of that idea? I'm going to cut that off because Poppy's going bonkers.